Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The attack on Christianity in general and biblical truth is happening here in America and, in fact, worldwide. That's the headline. David James comes to the broadcast table to respond in just one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
You know, we don't often use the term culture wars, and we don't use that term on this program, but we're actually discussing this issue almost each and every week. And David, I have to believe that the conflict continues to intensify.
I would agree with you. A number of years ago, John MacArthur wrote a book on this very issue, Culture Wars. And as we observe each week, as you and I keep our eyes on the headlines of what are coming out and try to do cutting-edge work on topics that are breaking almost each and every week, what we see is that the attack on Christianity in general, biblical truth, is something that is happening not only here in the United States, but worldwide. In some places, it takes the form of direct persecution of Christians in very anti-Christian environments such as North Korea, China, Iran, and other places like Northern India, for example, where Christians are actually daily under the threat for their very lives simply because they name the name of Jesus. But in other places, for example, here in the West, it may not take that form of absolute persecution in terms of physical harm. There is certainly a social and cultural component to that where the Word of God comes under attack daily. And also, Christians who believe that the Bible is the Word of God, as you and I and most of our listeners do, we fall under mocking and various forms of even discrimination and being marginalized by the culture. And now it's rising to the level of entering into even the laws that are being put into place in places like the United States, Canada, Great Britain, and Western Europe, where Christian values are really coming under scrutiny, and many of the things that we believe are slowly but surely becoming illegal.
David James with a look at the attack on Christianity, the Christians, and biblical truth. And it's happening not only here in America, but worldwide. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The attacks on Christians and the biblical truth that Christians endeavor to follow is so bad that these believers are in fear for their own lives. They must decide whether to obey God or man. The Apostle Peter had that same problem as recorded in Acts chapter 4. And Peter said that he would obey God. That's Acts chapter 4, verses 19 and 20. As we draw closer to the tribulation period, the more intense this battle will become. We as Christians must prepare today for tomorrow. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...